Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Philip Alexia reporting, a show of support for the Baltic states. U.S. President Vice President Mike Pence saying on Monday there is no larger threat to Baltic states than the specter of aggression by Russia as he pledged support for NATO allies Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
President Trump sent me here to say, we are with you. We stand with the people and nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. And we always will.
Pence met in Tallinn with the residents of all the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, and afterwards summarized the U.S. position on Russia's destabilizing activities.
At this very moment, Russia continues to seek to redraw international borders by force, undermine democracies of sovereign nations, and divide the free nations of Europe one against another.
The Baltic states all have asked for tangible demonstrations of U.S. military support. Concerns about Russian expansionism have increased sharply in the Baltic region. President Donald Trump today abruptly firing Anthony Scaramucci as its communications director just over a week after the New York financier started work in the key White House post. VOA's Martin Seacrest explains.
Trump ousted the 53-year-old Scaramucci at the request of new White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. The White House officially announced that Scaramucci was leaving in order to give Kelly a clean slate to run day-to-day operations of the White House staff.
Scaramucci quickly made national headlines with a vulgar rant to a correspondent for The New Yorker, White House Press Secretary Susan Sanders.
He does not have a role at this time in the Trump administration.
I'm Philip Alexio. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. said Monday that it, for the first time, it'll sell coal to Ukraine, easing its reliance on Russia and Moscow-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine to meet its energy needs. The accord calls for coal, energy, and resources in the eastern state of Pennsylvania to ship 700,000 tons of thermal coal by the end of the year to Ukraine's state-owned energy from Centrinegro to help it heat homes and businesses in the coming winter months. The first shipment, at a cost of $113 a metric ton, is expected to leave the U.S. port of Baltimore in August. President Donald Trump today presenting the U.S. military's most prestigious honor to former Army medic Jim Doc McLuhan for his heroic actions during the Battle of Nguyen Hill back in May of 1969. The 71-year-old Vietnam War vet was the first to be awarded the Medal of Honor by President Donald Trump, and he's credited with saving 10 soldiers